There's been a clear battle going on in financial markets. On the one side, the Fed continues to push out more hawkish-leaning messages. And on the other side, investors keep trying to look for any excuse to defy the Fed rate outlook, insisting on more rate cuts than less. Ultimately, this battle has translated to a kind of stalemate in recent sessions, and we haven't really seen any major movement out there. What we have seen is a euro that is struggling just a little bit more than other currencies on account of upcoming French election risk, a pound that is benefiting as a temporary haven amidst the euro election risk, and a yen that continues to get sold, with market participants knowing full well that there is a big difference between verbal intervention and actual intervention. As far as current Fed rate cut odds go, we're looking at OIS pricing, which shows 43 basis points of cuts in 2024, with a 72% chance for a second 25 basis point cut by the end of the year. Key standouts on Wednesday's calendar come from some UK CBI reads, ECB speak, Canada wholesale sales, and US new home sales. Earlier today, some Aussie inflation data came out hotter than expected. That's all for now.